Birds from Contact.
I'm John.
I'm Axel.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery,
the BB-8 of podcasts.
I think that lead-in makes no sense. Please defend it.
All right, computer man. Basically, I think BB-8's a awesome Swiss Army-like droid who can knows a bunch of things and can do anything, just like our podcast. We could do anything, and we can talk about anything. We're just interesting and we're cute. So that's why we're the BB-8 podcast.
All right. I thought it was kind of a silly intro, but you convinced me. I'm on your side. I like
that's
it.
That's right.
The BB-8 podcast.
Back the fuck up.
All right. Let's just hop right in. As always, we're here with Maestro. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Maestro.
Axel, I guess you're here too.
Yep, as always.
And I'm John.
And you are John.
And I see on the board here, let's lead things off with Dumb Criminals. Oh, should we spark this?
Yeah, go for it. Join it up. I rolled it myself.
Right. Tell me about these dumb criminals here. Should I read the other number behind it?
Sure.
75,000?
Yeah. So, on the show, we always like to kind of keep up to date on the latest in infantile criminal activity. And today is no exception. So, I read about the story of... this actually happened in 2015, but still I thought it was awesome. Basically, this guy in Oklahoma, he went into a Walmart disguised as a armored truck driver. And he walked out with $75,000.
That is the plot to Trailer Park Boys movie number 2.
It is? I don't even remember. I've seen all of them.
Well, they don't go into a Walmart, but they go into a bank dressed like armored people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this guy did. And, he got arrested, obviously. That's why he's a dumb criminal, because he knew the manager. The manager was in on it.
Oh, that's silly.
The manager, his daughter, I think the manager's wife, and then this guy eventually got arrested because they were all in on this plot to get this $75,000 out of this Walmart. But what was funny, though, is the only reason he was they noticed that the money was missing because the actual armored vehicle company arrived a half hour after he left. And that's when they realized, uh-oh, we just gave the money to someone else.
Well, yeah, that's the best plan ever, arrived before them. So how did they not get away with it? Is someone flipped, right?
Well, because the manager was in on it. So through the investigation, they just found out that he either must have not done the right procedure or done something, and they all knew he was the guy who did this too was a distant relative of the manager.
So I'm guessing someone flipped.
You have to.
Yeah, someone buckled under the pressure of interrogation.
But still,
in that scenario,
I think that's just a dumb criminal thing. It's I'll rob the store I manage at, and I'll have all my family involved.
True.
They'll never
That only works with insurance schemes, where you burn down the place.
I know. I just thought that was
But
ridiculous.
At that point, that's when you have all your family we're going to dinner. And that's when you alone carry out the plan to burn down your building.
That's right. Yeah. So that's what you did, huh? Is that how it went down?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, that's what you'd want to do.
Definitely.
That's how you avoid being a dumb criminal.
So I thought that was silly.
I don't even have my stories in front of me. I wish I had a dumb criminal story. If I was king.
Okay, you're dying to say this one. What is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I've mentioned this one before, but we do this every once in a while. We like to imagine ourselves in a position of power over the entire planet, and our whim becomes law.
Pretty much, and any rules we set forth would happen. An example of one I've said in the past would be if I was king, all businesses would be open for 24 hours, and the moment if they close even once, then they're closed forever. Because I want to walk around my kingdom and always have anything I ever want.
Benevolent king.
Yeah, I mean, so what's your latest if I were king?
So my latest if I was king is all about turn signals.
Okay.
You know, blinkers. When you're turning left or right in your car, you turn on your blinker.
So it's to use them, I guess? Everyone must use them.
No. Well, yes. That'd be nice. You can't make that mandatory.
Okay.
Maybe you could, but I'm not going to go to those lengths.
So
my objective is to sync them up. I want all turn signals to be synchronous. Meaning,
okay,
your car would link to a satellite, and that satellite would give it the timing when to blink. So when you turn it on, your blink
is blinking with everyone else's.
Blinking with everyone else's.
That seems like a logistical nightmare for that computer.
That's not my problem.
Okay. No, that would that'd be interesting.
So I hire people like Maestro for that.
Huh. That's like an alien species thing. Like if you went like in Star Trek, you know how that's all about like studying in different cultures and how they like do something normal? That's like right there. Like that's something no one would care about, but like I can see how some other culture would be like,
that's the
like some weird math culture.
That's
like
the weird OCD culture.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, every time they open a door they do it twice.
Right.
So that's my latest if I was king.
Did you hear about the Trek arrest that happened? Like this is actually last year too, but like we haven't. I just was delving deep into my old stories and I found it.
No, what happened? Talked about Trek it. Arrest.
All right, so like in 2015, do you want to make any guesses on who in the Star Trek universe got arrested?
Ooh, I do. Oh my god! All right, Maestro, you first. Right. Your hand shot up. But you need a mic
answer.
To talk.
Need an answer.
Well, Natasha Yar?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
No, hang on. You got your guess.
That's not who I meant. That's not who I meant.
Too bad.
It was the other blonde.
Too bad.
Duh. No. Duh. The other blonde, huh?
Kes. That's what I meant. I meant Kes.
I'm going to say Kes.
It's totally Kes.
Yeah, we're at him right.
Kes. Kes is a friggin' psycho.
Really?
In
why?
Real life. Well, she got arrested for like indecent exposure because she had got like in a fight with like her neighbor, and when she was fighting the neighbor, they had a disagreement. So she flashed her neighbor, and then she took her pants off and like walked away. And then the cops came,
huh?
And she denied that she did that. But my favorite part of the article says, "Here's what it says in the article." It's like
we haven't heard it yet.
It says apparently she denied that she the claims, but was naked when the law enforcement arrived.
Oh.
And then she resisted arrest and threatened to have the police shot and killed.
Oh my god.
No. Dude, and she looks all she looks so like methed out and stuff. Like she is not the chick we saw in Star Trek so long ago. It's crazy.
Natasha Yar.
Yes. So not Natasha Yar.
I guess those conventions don't pay very well.
Yeah, no. Kes went off the not Natasha Yar.
Oh, Kes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, Kes went off the walls.
Not Kes from
sorry
Voyager.
About that.
Yeah, yeah.
I messed it up.
She's fine.
Man.
But no. I know. I was kind of shocked, too. I was like, whoa, I didn't think she was doing crazy stuff.
I wonder if that's why they got rid of her in season 3.
Maybe. She just was like started to like get naked on set or something all the time.
I mean, her character always kind of sucked. Am I right?
Yeah. No, very weak character. But still.
Seven of Nine came along and just boosted the hell out of that show in
hell
tons
yeah.
of ways.
Oh, my God.
Character and titties and everything.
Everything.
I mean, really, like, leaps and bounds.
Oh, no. No.
Even
the
beyond how hot
different.
She is, the...
No, the
story
character,
alone.
The character, like what her powers are. Her powers are just like basically being a better Data, if you will.
Let me ask you guys this. Am I the only one that is not a big fan of the new Star Trek franchise and what it has done to the Star Trek universe?
There's nothing you can do right now. Like, you have to kind of just be a fan of the Trek universe just to kind of like keep the Trek fandom going. But people like us exist still. We'll get the old one back.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
I've been watching the Star Trek fan films, the Star Trek Renegades. That was one of them. I don't know if they have the next one out. They were sued for developing one of them. Either way, they're pretty interesting because you have all of the, not all, but you have some key figures from past Trek lore.
Making appearances?
Yeah, like Chekhov as a admiral, and then Tuvok, Tim Russ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's Chekhov's real name? Doesn't matter. Anyways,
I'm not sure.
Good stuff. I like that stuff. We're ranting. Here.
I can tell. Yeah, I was like, I think we are ranting on Trek right now. Go on, Trek rant.
I have a story here about a small story about police surveillance. So there was a police surveillance van that was camping out this spot.
Okay.
And in order to look, non-conspicuous, they slapped a big Google Maps logo to the side of their vehicle.
All right.
And
but I guess everyone wants to be part of that,
right?
Yeah,
isn't that what you want? Don't you want people around it like, hey, look at that, yay?
Yeah, you
want
to like be in those Google map pictures.
If you're gonna park across the street from, you know, where a mob boss is doing his thing. Do you think he's going to come out and be like, I want to go on Google Maps, and he's just going to hang out in a lawn chair out front until they take the picture? I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, maybe not a mob boss, but like I think other like doofs like me walking by would. That's the whole point. Like why they're going through the mob boss like files. I would be like, oh, look, the Google man, what's up? And like knocking on the door and stuff. And
sounds like the most ridiculous, non-conspicuous idea ever. Like, are these the cops that Philadelphia is using? I don't know. Either way, it was not authorized. HQ got word and had him remove it.
HQ. We got to start calling the bakery HQ every once in a while. Like when we leave and go back, like, get to HQ. Sound more, like, official. Let's see. This is, like, my beefy topic here. I was, like, looking at this thing for, like, a solid 20 minutes.
Yeah, wow. You did some research.
I know,
this.
Man. I really looked into this one.
Hey, hit me.
But evidently, there's a guy who has there's a head transplant procedure scheduled for 2017.
Human?
Yes.
Okay.
Right? You're okay with that?
Absolutely.
You're fine with that?
Well, yeah. We've done stories on this in the past where they've done dogs and
yeah, we have done the dog ones.
And
yes.
X-Files did a movie on it. And
they did?
Fuck yeah.
Give me the 2-second synopsis of that.
It was great.
Okay, I'll give you more seconds. Like, basically, what they removed a head and it was
Russian scientists. Two of them continuing their experiments. When one of them gets injured, trying to keep the other alive, he removes his head and attaches it to people's bodies. But the bodies start continually decay, so he needs to get new bodies, and that's how he gets involved in.
Actually, that reminds me of Fringe.
Guy.
They did the same thing where they had these heads and they had to like get a body for it every once in a while, and he can switch.
Did they?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Wow. Interesting. Well, anyway, now it's starting to happen in real life, supposedly.
Okay.
But it's like this Russian scientist.
Russian scientist is
Russian. No, he's the guy doing it. He's actually going to get his head transplanted. Like,
oh,
he's
my
just,
goodness.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's like, his name's Valery Spiridov.
Is he at the end of his life?
He has a Werding Hoffman's disease. It's like it's a muscular decaying disease, and he's basically like really skinny. He looks like a normal looking head on a kind of smaller body. So he kind of would be a good candidate for just plopping that off onto another body. And he's down for it. He has volunteered for the procedure in a month. So the
good
guy, So the guy doing it is Dr. Sergio Canevaro, who's a neurosurgeon. And this guy's a trip. He's talking about how the guy's head's gonna have to be cooled, as well as the donor body's head's gonna have to be really cold to like extend the period of the cells so they can survive with like the oxygen. Basically, like his mind's gonna be starved of oxygen, so they have to like almost freeze it to like a hyperthermic state just to like protect his consciousness while they're doing this head transplant thing.
Do you have details on how long the surgery is going to be? How long do they keep him in storage? Like, that's intense.
I do have details of the surgery.
I would hope they would like just chop off his head and then just plop it onto the desk next to it and just start working.
Yes, here we go. The procedure is expected to last 36 hours.
Okay.
How does it even work? How do you just like work this the whole time?
In X-Files, they did it by if you feel around your neck, the front of it, you feel your two carotid arteries running down into like a V shape. They would insert veins or what am I thinking of?
Esophagus?
Some sort of IV into those and then transfuse blood that way. Mm-hmm. Keep blood pumping into your head.
Okay.
That's how they did it.
Yeah, they're kind of doing accurate. The same idea. Like they're just trying to keep it cold and pumping and get it attached to the other blood source. It's really actually about attaching the spinal cord right now. That's the thing. That's the bitch of the whole procedure, is the spinal cord. But if everything goes to plan, it's going to take 2 years to plan the procedure. And one of the quotes, they're like, the surgery will be done once the doctor and the experts are 99% sure of its success. Fucking bullshit! Like, come on! Like this thing is crazy. I don't know. I want this to be a scientific fact, but I don't know. I don't know if I can wrap my head around.
Have they done this with like every animal conceivable, like pigs, monkeys?
All right.
Like, I want everything. Chickens.
So this guy, Dr.
Turtles.
Sergio, he's the one who's going to do the head thing. So
dolphins.
That article came out like months and months ago. Since then,
deers.
He's come back and said he's done it with monkeys.
Monkeys? Awesome.
He said he's done it. So the same guy claims he's successfully done a monkey head transplant. He connected the blood supply between the head and the body, but he did not attempt to connect the spinal cord.
And it lived?
I don't know why. Yeah, it lived for 20 hours until they ethically killed it.
Because it was in so much pain.
I don't know, probably. Yeah. Oh, here's one of the things they said, too.
Oh,
they're like,
gosh.
What is this? What did they say? They mentioned that, like, oh, they did it with no brain injury at all, and totally, like, no lack of consciousness or no loss of consciousness or something like that. In my mind, I'm like, what? You just, like, ask the monkey, like, how you feeling? He's like, I'm okay still or something. Like, what do you be like? Oh, my God. Like, holy shit. Like, everything feels different.
Well, if you're not attaching the spinal cord, you're still just like, you're a head.
Yeah.
So what's the point of doing it?
Vietnam wants to host the procedure in 2017.
Okay, cool.
And the guy's down. And
You know what? I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, a lot of people are. There's like, hey, we're going to learn some stuff either way.
Absolutely.
And this doctor, he's like, this is the only way that people can really get their lives back if we can. That seems just too crazy. Like he's going to attach it to their spine and, like, what, the guy's going to have just a new body that's like, oh, hey, what is head age? Like, take your old-ass head and put it on a young body. Other thing, too, okay, remember I said he had, Wendy and Hodgson disease or whatever? His head's still infected with that disease, isn't it? Is he going to infect his body, or is his new body going to heal his disease? Right? Like, that's what I'm not getting.
I don't see how they can move on to human trials in 2 years without a successful fucking monkey transfer that lives longer than 20 hours.
Right? I agree. This guy's like some people were saying that this might be a sensational article, just like they haven't like proven anything yet. But because there is a picture of the monkey online.
They can plop a freaking monkey head on a giraffe body and it'll live for, you know, a couple minutes and call it whatever you want, but like at the end of the day, I want that monkey to be swinging back around the vines,
going back to its monkey mate.
Yeah,
like no difference.
Sweetie, let's try this thing out.
Oh my god! So that could possibly be the future, but sign me out for that. I don't know. That'd be a pretty extreme circumstance. But oh yeah, I read too that 15 degrees Celsius is that's the magic numbers that a monkey can survive the procedure without brain injury. So just keep your, if you're about to, you know, keep your head on ice, guys. 15 degrees Celsius.
The more you know. Speaking of medical emergencies, Domino's saved a man's life.
You know what? I bet you they have done that a bunch of times, but what happened this time? I don't know.
Did you think so?
Yeah, they interact with a lot of people.
Hmm.
Right? Like, they're always knocking on doors, and someone, like, had a heart. I don't know your story, but it's like, does someone have a heart attack or something? And they didn't answer the door?
No. Okay. So a Domino's Pizza in Oregon noticed that a regular customer had not placed an order in 11 days.
Oh, okay.
The customer, Kirk Alexander, 48, had skipped his usual daily pizza trips.
And so the guy went to his house?
So let's just examine it step by step. So this guy, Mr. Kirk Alexander, 48... skipped his daily pizza trip.
I mean, you need pizza. I mean,
and he's a regular there, and these guys are worried about him. Like, holy shit, he didn't show up.
He must have been a big guy. They must have thought he's died.
I'm thinking he's a big guy, or maybe there's something mentally wrong. In which case, all right, that's a bummer. But for now, let's just speculate that, you know, he had a good life at one point, and, you know, he was an alcoholic and shit got rough.
So how did they save his life, though? I don't get it. Like, if he wasn't going to get the pizzas,
so
how did they save his life?
This Domino's.
He's back on the pizza now, thankfully.
No, so this Domino's, there's not much going on
at
this time. So, you know, they send a driver over at 1 a.m.
with a pizza?
No, just over to his place at 1 a.m. because, you know, when they're not busy.
Yeah.
So let's just go check on Steve.
Whatever.
Let's go check on Kirk at 1 a.m.
Serious.
Not
creepy at all.
So they call and no one's answering despite his lights are on and stuff. So they somehow get a hold of the police and have them bust in. And he was there in need of medical attention. They didn't specify what kind, but I'm guessing it was caused by eating Domino's every day.
Every day.
Whoa.
Well, hopefully he recovers enough to.
It was like
back to the Domino's.
Right. It was a self fulfilling prophecy there.
11 days.
11 days.
So what was he? He was in need of medical attention for 11 days. Do you think he just felt sick for the first day or two, and then he needed the attention?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you. You went from daily to none, so we have to assume he got sick and just like instantly didn't get his pizza, right? So 11 days of just being in the house? That's a long time to be fending for yourself. Or I mean, I guess he could live on his own body weight.
Maybe he was trapped under newspapers.
That's right, like Principal Skinner.
Like Principal Skinner.
I'm really hoping it was mental illness, because otherwise just like, or physical exertion. It's a shitty situation, but don't eat Domino's every day.
Yeah, man.
I want to know where else this guy goes. Like, what's his lunch and breakfast look like?
Probably the same thing. McDonald's in the morning.
I'm guessing too. 1 a.m.
pizzas.
Which McDonald's? Why didn't they care enough?
McDonald's is a heartless corporation, not Domino's. That's the takeaway I'm taking away from this. Domino's. After 11 days, they care.
The people.
Yeah.
The people.
They'll eventually
people.
Find you. They give you. Won't bring a pizza though.
Yeah, so
what kind of jackass. What kind of pizza place goes to Chick-fil-A without a pizza? Just bring it and like eat the cost. Serious. Like, oh, we brought your pizza. We just
maybe they
check
did bring
you.
A pizza. Maybe that's
they
like
should have. Like, are you kidding me?
The delivery guy's listening to this, going, "You fucking idiots! I brought a pizza. I brought his favorite pizza." You're out.
Well, sort of. I read. Yeah, the head transplant thing didn't go nearly as long as I thought it would.
Oh, really? Should have asked me more about X-Files, man.
I tried to.
Because that latest miniseries sucked balls. But I have a good one here.
I didn't watch it.
This one's on par with the X-Files. It's
that'd be amazing.
A 15-year-old discovers a lost Mayan city.
Ooh. I hear a sitcom.
So this kid, after studying the constellations.
Jesus. Are you kidding me?
After studying the constellations,
all right,
and the correlation of Mayan cities in Mexico, mm-hmm. He noticed that there was a pattern. Like, if you overlay the constellations, you could map out the Mayan cities.
Really? Like, where they would be located?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, okay.
So, he got to the 23rd constellation. I'm not sure how many constellations the Mayans
had.
Used or yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So he got to the 23rd, and out of the three stars in the 23rd constellation, two of them matched a city, but the third one did not.
Like no city that it was like known to be there or something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was in the Yucatan Peninsula in some dense, thick forest. He got, let me see here, radar imaging from Canadian Space Agency.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
This is an industrial little 15-year-old.
Which found a big man-made square in that area.
Just something like a man-made process square?
Uh-huh.
So that's like the remains of an ancient Mayan city.
Could be.
Nice. That is really cool.
So now the kid was given some sort of medal by the Canadian Space Agency and yada yada.
Do we know anything more about the city? Is this new? How new is this?
Was
like in the archives.
You know what? I'm not sure. It was just kind of in the archives. But now we have an update.
Ooh, great.
Other experts are calling it junk science.
Well, that was a fun jerk
even
off.
So far, they claimed that it was junk science that trickles its way down to stupid media. And I was halfway through writing the story when I read that part. And I was like, you
asshole. What the fuck are you putting out here for?
Because they make a good goddamn point. If we don't represent both sides, then we're no better.
What the hell was that? Mind fucking me. So that didn't, so that he did not discover the city?
So here's the thing.
What's happening?
Dr. David Stewart, anthropologist and authority on Mayan civilization, he's quoted as saying, "The ancient Mayans didn't plot their cities according to constellations." Quote. That's a direct quote from an authority in the field. Here's another quote. "The whole thing is a mess. It could be a cornfield." That's their leading theory.
The square block?
Yeah. The square block could be some sort of processed cornfield of one time. Thomas Garrison of the University of Southern California agrees.
This is a circle jerk of a story. I don't know what the what's
absolutely
happening. Why is this?
And the only way we'll know for sure is when we get boots on the ground. That's the point. We need boots on the ground to confirm or deny this, because everyone can speculate.
Are you signing us up?
No, fuck no.
What?
We'll send Grundle or something.
Come
I'm
on.
Sure he'd be way down for that.
I'd be down.
Actually, we need to send him with Dr. K.
Take my machete.
You want to go?
Yeah.
All right, we need some sort of GoFundMe thing. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, no, go for what? A Mayan exploration for a lost Mayan city?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dude, well, we already know I can fight cheetahs, right? So if I had a machete, which I do, I'll take my machete, and then I probably can take out jaguars.
Can you fight dengue fever or whatever the fuck they've got
that
going on?
I'll have
there?
To get some inoculations, I'm hoping. I'll just inoculate for all disease.
Yeah, all right? Yeah, they have that.
You're like, ah, yeah. Just one of those, please.
I've got a story
don't
here.
Kill my dreams.
Since you're a superhero, I've got a superhero dick. Story here for you.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at it the whole time. So there's real superheroes here.
Yeah. Do you remember in episode 3 when we talked about the superhero registry?
I do. Where people, if I recall, it was where real life people could register to be real life superheroes. And you can have names and origins, and you're actually allowed to go and kind of.
And you have
you can't really police people, but you kind of can report and observe and things
yes.
with people. And actually, I remember seeing a video once on YouTube where these real life heroes were walking along, and some guy was being drunk, and the hero challenged him to a fight, and the cops were there, and the guy's like, oh, the cops right there. But in this particular state, I guess there's something called like mutual combat law, where if you agree to,
yep,
is that what your story's about?
Nope.
Okay, good. I was like, oh shit. But like, it's like if you agree to like fight somebody, the cop's just like, oh yeah, go ahead, you guys can fight. And so the superhero was like taking on this drunk guy.
Yeah, and the drunk guy got his ass kicked.
He did, because the superhero was that. Like a MMA fighter too. It was kind of it was funny though. It was weird because it was like this. The cops were sitting there like, yeah, go ahead, go fight each other.
My story comes from New York.
Okay, with another real life superhero.
Yep.
Awesome.
His name is Dark Guardian.
Okay.
And he is recruiting. I have his real name here, but I don't think I should tell you guys.
No. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nah, man.
Dark Guardian.
He gave it to you privately, probably.
Yeah, we had a meeting. Oh, yeah, there is his name. I was like, did I actually write it down? He's forming a group, and he calls it the New York Ronins.
Ooh.
Right?
The Ronins are in town.
So he wants to get an organized group of superheroes together.
Of good doers.
Preferably with martial arts experience or some sort of.
Come on. He has to have the. Like, every movie is a training movie. He wants to, like, just start all his people on a movie, too.
Yeah, pretty much. He doesn't want to work with Jonah Hill's or. who's the skinny kid? Sarah's, you know.
Yeah, his
Michael Cera's. He doesn't want to work with those two.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants just like the roided out people already.
Yeah, he wants The Rock to join his team.
Is he roided out or something? Or like,
he's a martial arts trainer. He actually founded the New York Ronin Superhero Academy in 2013.
Does he have any like
thanks to a GoFundMe
accoutrement with him? Like, does he have any like swords or
you know what? That's a great question. I checked the registry. I didn't see him in there.
Oh, so he's not on the official registry.
He's not in the official worldwide
registry. So he's like
registry.
Such a badass, I'm not registered.
Yeah, I don't know if they recognized that authority
so
just
he's
yet.
A vigilante.
He's a vigilante from the vigilantes. He's the Rickest Rick of them all.
You allowed to be a vigilante now? Like, I'm not sure. Like, but you can be a vigilante unless you, like, but you can't do anything. You can be a vigilante, but you're like, oh, you guys, you better not do that. I will call the shit out of the cops on you. Oh my God, I'm doing it now. Because you fight them, then you're just as in trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, unless you're, like, involved in the incident. Huh.
I think that's when you use mace and tools and call it self-defense.
Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, jump into the night. Disappear.
Maybe not, like, tools. Like, not brass knuckles, but, you know, defensive tools.
Yeah.
Because the last Spears. Thing you want to do is be charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And anything can be a deadly weapon. So.
All right, just to clear the air, we are not advising anyone becomes a superhero.
No, I'm absolutely advising some people to become
just
superheroes.
To clear the air, I am very advising that too. Okay, good.
I
would like that extending clubs thing. That would be good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I just want to feel safe walking through that dark parking lot across the street knowing that a masked vigilante is in the same parking lot with me.
Yeah.
It'll make me feel safe.
I feel better having masked vigilantes with brass knuckles and throwing stars and weapons with very little training.
Some sort of caped hooded figure.
And like other groups fighting other groups in the streets. And
superhero turf wars?
Well, there'd be enemy. You know how enemies.
Is this back to Civil War? How, like it's just a bunch of nerds fighting each other.
It's all about being registered. Like already, like freaking what'd you say? The Cape Ronin people or whatever. Like they're not registered, so these registered like heroes have to like go after them now.
You're
like,
right.
Get on the registry. We have to be on the line, or you're a vigilante. Like, yo, I can't come in. I'm above the law.
Holy shit, Dark Guardian.
Dark Guardian.
He's the Captain America.
Calling you out, Dark Guardian.
He's forming his team.
Register now, Dark Guardian. You are, what is it like? You are unregistered lethal weapon right now. You need to come in.
All right, Dark Guardian. With that, we have been the Dubious Bakery.
Oh, the podcast is over already? Oh, my God.
It's over. All right. Find us at thedubiousbakery.com and Facebook.
He said Facebook. Oh, whatever.
What
hey,
was
Facebook.
I supposed to
you're
do?
You're supposed to like say it again or something.
Oh,
Jesus,
what?
You're an idiot. No, you're not. And
Instagram. Facebook.
And we're also on Instagram now.
Find us on Facebook.
Hashtag the Dubious Bakery. We're all about hashtags now. Hashtag John is a bad
Facebook.
Host. Also, please call the bat line. 1-872 bat line.
Woo! That's the first time he's got that.
Nice.
Right.
And then... as always, of course, everyone,
Facebook.
Please, 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 if you have it, smoke it if you got it.